Hi, everybody. Now for our discussion on Ray 4. And I'd like to start off with the caveat that this Ray is not presently in incarnation. So very few souls will be found upon Ray 4 at this time. And examples of the Ray 4 individuals are more historical than contemporary. Now, DK does tell us that it will be slowly coming into manifestation again after 2025. So then we'll begin to see more souls influenced by this ray. And of course, there's always a lead up where some come in preparation for, you know, it's not right smack on 2025. It gradually moves in with the influence. Okay. So basically, we're about halfway through the soul personality combinations, and I hope that you've got a feel for what the energies you resonate with, what doesn't seem like you at all, or what constitutes soul quality versus personality expression. So it's always a good thing when doubts regarding your race structure arise to use the various tables that are found in Tapestry of the Gods that compare and contrast the rays. Most of the information in this series of webinars is from Volume 1 and Volume 2 of Michael Robbins' book, Tapestry of the Gods. Volumes 1 and 2 are in print, and they're also available online in PDF forms. They're volumes on, just online volumes of them, on the astro-rayology of famous lives, on the monad, on physiognomy, the rituals and musics, and the infinitization of selfhood. It's hard to say. A lot of information out there, but it's good information to go through. This can, of course, all be overwhelming, which is why I'm doing these orientation webinars. You know, they are pretty much based on actually Volume 2. But there's going to come a time when you should actually read Tapestry of the Gods. If not cover to cover, then at least hone in on the sections that seem most applicable to you. And here are some tips. Read Volume 1 first. It gives the description of the rays and their characteristics. It gives the description of the vehicles and how the rays work through it. And then as you study your rays, think of yourself and the people you know well and hypothesize what rays they might be. Use the tables of contrasts in Volume 1 to help narrow down the possibilities. And then when you get to Volume 2, which is primarily the soul and personality ray combos, hopefully you have a better idea for which might be your soul or your personality. Then use the tables of contrast in Volume 2 to help you narrow down the soul and personality combinations. You know, you might be confused. Is it a Ray 6 soul with a Ray 2 personality or a Ray 2 personality with a Ray 6 soul? So, you know, hone in on those areas and look at it. And then focus on what the ideal combination and how to use those energy, that energy combination in the best possible way, which is something I'm trying to do here in these webinars. So often through the use of creative imagination, optimum methods for expressing your ray qualities can be discovered. So try out different possibilities. Eventually, look at all five vehicles in your ray chart, the physical, the astral, the mental vehicles, along with their composite, the personality, and then that overarching soul. Consider also your sun, your moon, and your ascendant or rising sign in your astrological chart. That creates an energy picture of your nature. And once you're confident of your soul and personality rays, figure out how to integrate them more fully. We have numerous tips on how to do that throughout this series, and Tapestry of the Gods Volume 2 goes into much more depth on how to do that. So, Ray 4, Harmony Through Conflict. Some strengths include the ability to mediate and resolve conflicts, the capacity for bridging, love of beauty, and the ability to express and or create it, strong imagination and intuition, quickness of intellect and perception, ability to amuse, to delight, to entertain, a fighting spirit, and a sense of drama. The word of power, two, merge with one. With type A, creation of harmony and beauty is emphasized. This is that aspect of the fourth ray that is inclined to resolve dissonance into consonance. It's extremely sensitive to any kind of discord, aesthetic or interpersonal. The goal of type A is to bring about those adjustments that will lead to a harmonious interaction of everything or everyone so that beauty results. There's always the ability to see both sides of an issue, to mediate and resolve opposition into a fluid synthesis. With type B, involvement in conflict is going to be emphasized. This type of the fourth ray leads to constant struggle, vacillation, ambivalence, uncertainty, and the experience of contrasting states. Individuals strongly colored by this type want to live a colorful life full of dramatic changes. They understand a wider range of moods and either want to experience them or cannot help doing so. Their goal is to find a steadfast center so that they need not always fluctuate between the polarities. So, you might be a Ray 4 soul if you have a fighting spirit and a facility for bringing harmony out of conflict. You have the capacity to grow spiritually and psychologically through struggle and crises. You love creating and expressing beauty and have artistic and aesthetic sensibilities. You cultivate imagination and intuition as a spiritual faculty to express divinity. You have a strong sense of drama and the ability to amuse, delight, and entertain. You love spontaneity. You have literary abilities. You have a creative imagination. And you have pronounced attunement and rapport with others, promoting reconciliation, mediation, bridging, making peace, and achieving at one moment. Ray 4 vocations, positions where a strong sense of harmony and beauty are required, peacemaking, all the arts, mediation, decoration and beautification, psychotherapy and massage, entertainment, interpersonal skills, things like that. And here's a Dalai Lama quote that I think is great for Ray 4. We live very close together, so our prime purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. All right. A Ray 4 soul versus a Ray 1 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between that spiritual need to create and express beauty and harmony and the personal desire to achieve power and preeminence, even if it means destroying interpersonal harmony or the harmony between the self and the environment. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual beauty versus personal power, the capacity for promoting reconciliation versus creation of impersonal anonymity through self-assertiveness, exquisite sensitivity to color versus ignorance of subtle differences in color and quality, talent for artistic dramatization of soul qualities versus the unadorned expression of personal will. It's the task of the Ray 4 soul to refine and sensitize that first ray personality. The cultured soul is faced with a personality that often hardens itself to fine perceptions, nuances, and subtle contrasts. For when survival is at stake and power is the issue, the love of beautiful weakens the resolve. At least that's what the Ray 1 personality thinks. The soul seeks to lift the focused personality toward a realization of motivating power that lies in beauty and harmony, slowly pervading the personality with hints of the beautiful, the moving, inspiration, and the possible. By subjecting the personality to constant contrasts, the soul breaks down crystallized insensitivity. Gradually, the soul wears away the preoccupied focus upon the separated self, and the personality is lured away from its stubborn refusal to experience aesthetic loveliness. From another perspective, the soul must teach the personality that compromise is not capitulation. The soul understands the value of both sides of the warring pairs of opposites. The soul triumphs when both sides win. Personality isolation is gradually overcome, and bridging becomes possible. The soul succeeds in showing the personality that each enemy is but an aspect of its very self, and that at length, for the sake of wholeness, the enemy too must share in the victory. Through beauty, the strength of love and harmony pervade the personality, a strength arising from perfectly adjusted and harmonious relationship. The personality sees that personal isolation and self-accentuation bestowed only the illusion of power, but that in a larger sense, there was only powerlessness. The personality proceeds to dedicate its strength to the expression of beauty and harmony in all relationships. With Ray 4, we're ultimately working towards achieving steadfastness, and with Ray 1, we're ultimately working towards achieving inclusion. So these are our integration formula. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the inclusive personality attitude, which promotes peace on the outer planes and a steadfast and harmonious, balanced spiritual orientation upon the inner. Ideally, the urge to create harmony and beauty is expressed forcefully and frequently. The individual desires peace so that he may try to make it happen by the force of his personal will. This is potentially a very temperamental combination. The temperamental artist who egotistically insists upon his own means of expression. The urge to seek a righteous compromise even eventually masters the tendency to impose the will. Strength and steadfastness serve the task of revealing beauty and creating loveliness. The strong individual is able to endure and persist in his soul-appointed task of creating harmonious linkages between diverse individuals. The linkages may be within the psyche as well, and much personal strength will also be required if the task is to be completed. So here's some examples. Beethoven, an outstanding musical genius, regarded by many as the greatest composer who ever lived. Von Goethe, a German writer universally acknowledged to be one of the giants of the world in literature. He had the many sideness of the great Renaissance personalities as a poet, a dramatist, a novelist, a scientist, a philosopher, a critic, a journalist, a painter, a theater manager, statesman, educationalist, and a natural philosopher. Pablo Picasso, one of the most prolific and versatile artists of the 20th century. He expressed through a variety of mediums, painting, drawing, engraving, collage, sculpture, constructions, pottery. And then Richard Wagner, the leading German composer of the late 19th century and creator of the operatic form called the music drama. So, ray four soul with a ray two personality. With the soul influence emerging here, we see that the phase of conflict between the soul and the ray two personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to express the vibrancy of divine beauty with its great and contrasting opposites, and the desire to avoid any kind of disturbance in the hope of sustaining a pleasant and personally comforting calm, no matter how dull or uneventful. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual beauty versus personal love. Love of art and art as life versus fearful avoidance of extremes that artistic living demand. Quick, highly imaginative psyche versus the tendency toward quiet inertia. So it's the task of the Ray 4 soul to enliven the Ray 2 personality, rendering it more vibrant and exciting. The soul is thrilled by great color and contrasts of the divine spectacle and animated by a love for expressing the omnipresent beauty in that it perceives. The interior life of the soul is filled with the tensions of contrasting polarities, and he must resolve these tensions through self-expression. The personality, however, is often deliberately unresponsive. It does not wish to respond to the soul's call for an interior struggle, which leads to the expression of beauty. The personality does not wish to bear the pain of revelation. It becomes necessary then for the soul to find ways to disrupt the stultifying serenity in which the personality hides. The soul seeks to guide the personality into a state of willing vulnerability to life's dramatic polarities so that the joy and the pain of drama of the spiritual form can be expressed. The issue arises: shall life be calm and comfortable, or a thrilling yet agonizing experience of bringing painful dissonance into the harmony? Increasingly, the calm and easygoing way is seen as the shallow way. The unity of an unruffled calm gives way to the promise of a new unity of harmonized polarities, a unity filled with beauty. With ray four, we're working towards that steadfastness. And with ray two, we're ultimately working towards achieving centralization. So that's the integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the centered personality attitude, which helps the inner man achieve a steadfast, harmonious, balanced spiritual orientation. Ideally, the urge to harmony and beauty is expressed serenely and lovingly. The struggle, stress, and strain incident to the process of harmonizing situations prevails over the tendency to be nice, a tendency stemming from the motive of the love of being love. Friction is adored if friction is the only way to achieve peace, unity, and true interplay. The give and take involved in the process of equilibrating masters a pleasant countedness. Kindness and personal pleasantness serve the at-oneing process. Magnetism serves a refined aestheticism. And some examples. Robert Burns, celebrated as the national poet of Scotland. Burns was also a great writer and collector of songs. Donizetti, one of the most prolific of the 19th century Italian opera composers. Mozart, Austrian composer regarded as one of the greatest musical geniuses of all time. He's ranked as one of the world's three or four leading composers of opera. And then Franz Schubert, one of the principal Austrian composers of the 19th century. Schubert's music bridged the classical and romantic periods. A lyric composer, he's particularly noted for the extraordinary melodic and harmonic gifts displayed in his many songs, over 600, and his chamber works. Ray four soul versus that ray three personality. So with the soul emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the ray five, between the ray four soul and the ray three personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to remain open to intuitive inspiration in order to express divine beauty and harmony imaginatively and spontaneously versus the cynical, untrusting determination to calculate all possible moves intellectually, leaving no room for higher inspiration, all in order to ensure the gratification of one's material and selfish interests. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual beauty versus personality-centered intellectualism. Profound aesthetic expressivity versus intelligence used as a tool of trivial expediency. Great finesse in harmonizing people and their potential versus manipulating people due to lack of understanding of interpersonal harmony. So here is the task of the ray four soul to render that third ray personality sensitive to beauty and to intuition conveyed through imagery. The soul knows the limitations of intellect. This type of personality does not and tends to rely overly much upon it. The soul, whichever seeks to remain open to artistic inspiration, is faced with a personality which can easily desensitize itself to beauty through excessive thought and overactivity. The soul, ever intent on cultivating refinement and expressivity, seeks to redirect an intellect which rarely, if ever, pauses to appreciate any form of loveliness. The soul is on intimate terms with beauty. The personality manipulates the mental, emotional, and physical contents of life as if from a distance, moving them here, moving them there, according to self-interest plan, but not really pausing to contemplate the beauty or the essential quality of that which is consistently rearranged. Only in moments of attentive stillness can it be realized that a thing of beauty is a joy forever. The soul tries to teach its restless personality to take those moments. Personal activities are gradually evaluated and refined, and the intellect is rendered up as the servant of the urge to beautification and harmonization. The personality turns inward, and when aesthetic impressions are received, they're rendered intelligently vocal or translated into a variety of expressions. The new life is one of the greater risks and fewer guarantees of greater spontaneity and fewer manipulative controls. But it is a vibrant life, engaging all human faculties in a vitality expressive outpouring, rather than the power of thought and the physical activity alone. So here with Ray 4, we're working with that steadfastness, and with Ray 3, we're ultimately working towards achieving stillness. So the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the stillness of the personality, which contributes to a centering of the inner consciousness steadfastly between the warring pairs of opposites. Ideally, the urge to harmony and beauty is expressed with creative intelligence and adaptability. This combination yields the artist who can express himself along a great diversity of channels. Righteous compromise masters manipulativeness and slyness. The urge to create beauty masters the tendency towards economy, expedience, efficiency, and mere utilitarianism. The task of linking many elements can be achieved innovatively and in a great variety of ways. The love of beauty masters the love of business, and then uses business abilities to further aesthetic aims. The ability to devise many stratagems serves the urge to achieve conflict resolution. And here we have Hector Berlioz. He was a French composer, critic, and conductor, and he was a many-sided genius. The outstanding characteristics of his music were its dramatic expressiveness and its variety. Claude Debussy, the French composer of the late 19th and early 20th century. He developed a highly original system of harmony and musical structure that expressed the ideals to which the impressionists and symbolists, painters and writers of his time aspired. And Giacomo Rossini, the leading composer of Italian opera during the early part of the 19th century. The almost frenetic activity level of many of his compositions is striking. Right, the Ray 4 soul versus the Ray 5 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and the Ray 5 personality is that struggle between the spiritual intuition, which reveals the mystery and synthesis of beauty, counterbalanced balanced by that separative, commonsensical intellect, which focuses on the fragmentary and the ordinary. Other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual beauty versus concrete knowledge, vivid realization and expression of divinity versus harsh criticism of everything that seems foolish or nonsensical. Great magnetic charm versus that flat, non-magnetic personality radiation. So it's the task of the soul to animate the personality by loosening its rational, analytical position. The flexible and harmonizing soul is faced with a personality in the grip of an inflexible, concrete-minded thought process. The soul seeks to teach the personality the art of Edwinning through bridging, fusing, and unifying. But this is difficult because the personality's aim is to determine the distinctiveness of things and to keep that distinctiveness clearly in mind. Intuition is the psycho-spiritual organ which eradicates the notion of essential difference. But the rational, analytical personality discounts intuition as imprecise and unreliable. The soul begins to radiate an influence which gradually alerts the personality to life's polarities. This radiation starts to change an often colorless and monotonous quality of consciousness into something far more vibrant. Intuition begins to master intellect. The ordinariness of the personality's prosaic matter. The sense of drama gradually overcomes flat, unresponsive effect. The realization and expression of beauty enlivens the ordinariness of that personality's prosaic matter-of-fact approach. So as the personality relaxes its mental grip and allows itself to be surprised by loveliness, the poverty of its narrow erstwhile perspective is seen for what it is. The personality, now increasingly soul-infused, begins to know, or rather intuit and express, the beauty which is transcendently inaccessible to that strictly rational process. So here, the Ray 4 steadfastness with Ray 5's goal of detachment and their composite effect for soul and personality integration is achieving detachment from a preoccupation with the modifications of matter, helping bring peace, steadiness, balance, and harmony to a tumultuous psyche. Ideally, the urge to harmony and beauty is expressed with considerable technical know-how. The sense of drama masters matter of factness. Perfect knowledge of the technical means of expression serves to enhance the quality of that which is expressed. Technology serves art. Art and machine are united. Peace, harmony, and mutual interplay are served by the fruits of scientific inquiry and technical innovation. Intuitive Buddhic consciousness is supported by hard-headed rational mindedness. So, examples, Edgard Varese, and whether or not he was strictly speaking a fourth race soul or not, there can be no doubt that his approach to music unified the fourth and the fifth race. He was a pioneer of electronic music. Da Vinci, the Renaissance painter, the sculptor, the architect, and engineer. He was the quintessential artist scientist. And Rudolf Steiner, scientist, artist, editor, and founder of Anthroposophy. So it seems clear that Steiner was either a fourth or fifth ray soul. So he's going to show up in the fifth ray one too. But he was strongly attracted to the works of Goethe, editing the poet's scientific works, and also working upon the standard edition of his completed works. Not to mention all the books that he himself wrote. Okay, ray four soul versus that ray six personality. So here with the soul influence emerging, we see the conflict is between that ray four soul and the personality through that struggle of the spiritual need for the realization and expression of divine proportion and balanced beauty, and that fanatical, desire-driven overemphasis, which destroys all balance and proportion. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include expression of spiritual beauty versus fanaticism and the ugliness of excess. Mastery of the art of righteous compromise versus that ardent, emotionally motivated refusal to compromise. Perfected creative living through skill in action versus that one-pointed focus on living normally rather than creatively. So it's the task of the soul here to bring moderation, balance, and beauty to this personality. The soul seeks to demonstrate to the personality that there are two sides to every issue in this world of contrasting polarities. But of course, the six-ray personality sees only one, and that one is pursued with undue emphasis. The soul must teach the personality alternation, that period relaxation of its focused intensity, so that a reciprocal give and take relationship with life can be established. Every stick has two ends. The personality, however, ignores polarities, especially the lower pole, which is often repudiated. And this unbalances the psyche. The soul seeks to transform a soaring vertical line into a four-quartered mandala, thus bringing the various opposites into a holistic relationship with each other. The personality, however, must be convinced of the beauty of contrast before this rounding out can be achieved. At length, the personality looks around and sees the presence of beauty everywhere. It relaxes its tension and simply appreciates the present loveliness. The personality broadens through the devotion to omnipresent beauty. So here we're ultimately working with that ray four steadfastness and the ray six goal of restraint. And the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the restraint of personal desire and aspiration, which promotes a harmonious, balanced, and steadfast orientation within the inner psyche. Ideally, the urge to harmony and beauty is expressed fervently and zealously. The expression of beauty becomes one's greatest ideal. The artistic urge expresses itself through religious themes. Aesthetic pursuits become a passion. The spirit of accommodation for the sake of harmony masters one-pointed, conflict-producing narrowness. The ability to compromise and to see other points of view supersedes separative emotional loyalties. The ability to be bipartisan prevails over partisan devotions. Everything is given or sacrificed to serve one's art or one's conception of beauty. The devoted person who becomes a martyr in the cause of peace. So here we have examples. Michelangelo, who was the artistic genius, the leading sculptor, painter, and architect of the Italian Renaissance. Lord Byron, the 19th century English poet and satirist whose poetry and personality captured the imagination of Europe. His attitude of ironic despair and his aspiration for political liberty made him the universal symbol of that romantic poet. Then we have Vincent van Gogh, painter, generally considered the greatest Dutch painter after Rembrandt, and El Greco, a true Renaissance humanist who achieved greatness as a religious painter and portraitist. And finally, the Ray 4 soul versus the Ray 7 personality. So with the soul influence emerging, we see the conflict here is between the spiritual need for improvisation and spontaneity in order to receive and express new ways of creating beauty, and the personality's desire to think and behave in established ways which lead predictably to material and psychological security. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include soul-inspired spontaneity versus personal rigidity and fear of spontaneity. Highly imaginative versus imagination that's limited by established form and conditioned responses. Easily accesses intuitive inspiration versus follows convention and precedence rather than trust inner sources. So here it's the task of the soul to create in the personality a willingness to experiment with new experiences. The soul remains open to the muse, does not systematically plan, and awaits the descent of intuitive gifts, which present new ways of revealing divinity. Personality, however, attempts to leave nothing to chance. The soul lives open to revelation. The personality creates a closed system in which everything is under control. The soul, knowing that divine gifts often arise as a surprise, is frustrated by the personality's refusal to remain creatively unorganized. Slowly, the soul infiltrates the personality with contrasting currents of thought, which demand an unexpected response, a change of pace. The soul seeks to challenge the regularity of the personality with elements of unpredictability. The stress and strain experienced by the personality tries to cope with life's contrasting bipolar energies will disrupt the contrasting bipolar energies will disrupt the protective routine. But from soul's perspective, if the personality continues to experience business as usual, it is not spiritually alive, and it is not a fit vehicle to receive startling impressions of divine beauty. Personality gradually discovers that things may work out even better if they are not exactly and rigidly arranged in advance. Experiencing the dread of not knowing how things will work out is the price to be paid by the personality as it seeks to approach the mystery of divine beauty. And so here we see the Ray 4 steadfastness, working with that Ray 7 goal of orientation. And the composite effect for soul and personality integration is the attentive spiritual orientation of the personality, which reinforces that steadfastness and harmony, harmoniously balanced perspective of that inner man. So ideally, the urge to harmony and beauty is expressed through an exquisite sense of form. The love of color masters the love of structure. Beauty is expressed in perfect form. Peace is made manifest and is perfectly instituted and administered. This combination brings perfected interplay, rhythmically and harmoniously manifested. The understanding of beauty in relationships is expressed in concrete symbols. So here are some Ray 4 Soul, Ray 7 personality examples. Alban Berg, one of the principal figures responsible for bringing maturity to the atonal style of 20th century music. Berg was called the classicist of modern music. Mendelssohn, romantic composer whose music is known for its lyricism and its vivacity. He observed classical models and practices while initiating key aspects of romanticism. Anna Pavlova, perhaps the most renowned ballerina in the tradition of classical ballet. And Raphael, the painter and architect of the early 16th century. He's considered by many the consummating artist of the High Renaissance, giving incomparable expression to the spirit of humanism. Okay. As you know, I like to look at the countries and what DK gives us about them. And in Problems of Humanity, DK tells us that the Germany of the mystical poets and writers of the Middle Ages will rise again. The Germany of the musical festivals, the Germany which has given the world the best of the music of all time, the Germany of Schiller and of Goethe, and the Germany of the philosophers. The major fault of the German people, he says, is an extreme negativity which makes them the most easily conditioned, plus an inability to accept dictatorship and propaganda without questioning or revolt, and with a deep sense of inferiority. This resulted in the exploitation of the German people during the last century. As we've seen has happened since the Reconstruction period after World War II, the German people have learned to think and act for themselves, and they have developed a spirit of goodwill. They have joined the United Nations and the European Economic Community in the spirit of true cooperation. DK tells us that Germany is ruled by Aries, bringing in the powerful influence of this sign in combination with Germany's Ray 4 soul. And here we are all watching the new phase and cycle in the history of the country emerging into prominence through conflict, all of which is, DK reminds us, essentially a process of releasing the soul to fuller expression. Germany is also ruled by Pisces, cooperating with the influence of its first ray personality. DK goes on to say that everything tends to show that the German people provided a good medium through which the ancient Atlantean conflict could be precipitated and brought to the surface, so the ancient feud between materialism and the forces of light could be resolved for this particular world cycle. Well, personally, something it seems to me that is still ongoing around the world. But I hope that it can be brought to the surface and resolved. So in closing, I like this verse from Lamentations that seems appropriate for that Ray 4 formula of steadfastness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.